Michaelmas helps us to recover a broad understanding of the scope of God's creation. In the creed we use at this service, it refers to God as maker and sustainer of all life. And the Nicene Creed in the Prayer Book Communion service unpacks that a bit more. Maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. So the first point I want to make this evening is that creation is more than the natural world, more than the world of our five senses. Creation includes heaven. It includes the unseen creation of angels and saints. Of course, it's hard for us to know how to think and talk about all that, because the language we have has been developed for making sense of our world that we know through our five senses. And when we try to talk about the unseen creation with this language, it doesn't quite fit. And we often end up talking about the spiritual world in ways that are too anthropomorphic. We think about God in ways that are too much like a human being. We think about the angels also in ways that are too much like a human being. It's hard to know what the angels are like, how we should depict them. In the great glass screen at the west end of Coventry Cathedral, the angels are rather tall, taller than us, 7 foot, all of them. I don't know if they're 7 foot or not. And they're often depicted as having wings and harps and halos. I suspect that it's only humans who experience angels in that way. I doubt if the angels see each other as having wings and harps and halos. Maybe they incarnate, become embodied, and appear like that for our benefit, to help us to discern them and relate to them. Or maybe that's the best way we can find to describe our experiences of angels. Maybe in thinking about them in that way, we're drawing very heavily on tradition. Whatever. We should probably sit a bit light on all that stuff about depicting angels with wings and harps and halos. The point I want to make is that we humans are part of a great spectrum of creation. And that extends in two ways. It extends through the natural world, and it extends into the spiritual world. We're part of the natural world, of course, that seems to divide up into animal, vegetable, and mineral. There's the structure of the earth on which all life here has developed. There are the plant forms on which we're so dependent for our food, and various forms of animal life, of which we are one flowering. It seems there are four kind of kingdoms in this natural world. Mineral, vegetable, animal, and human. We're part of this natural world. But we're also part of the spiritual world. And some Christians have tried to set that out in quite elaborate ways. And there's a hint of this in St. Paul, but I'm not sure that he was meaning to do a systematic sort of textbook account of the angelic world. A world of thrones, dominions, seraphs, cherubims, principalities, powers, and so on. And I have to admit, I can't really get my mind around much of that. Though I think I can just about cope with getting my mind around archangels, the 8th hierarchy, and angels, the 9th hierarchy. I can't really manage to get much beyond that. And I can think a little bit about how to relate angels and archangels to humans, who are, in a way, the 10th hierarchy of the spiritual world, as well as being part of the natural world. We humans belong to both natural and spiritual worlds in a way that no other creatures or beings do. And I think that gives us a particular importance in God's purposes. We're at the point of connection between the seen and the unseen world, between the natural and the spiritual world. And the angels are the hierarchy of the spiritual world who we're closest to. And part of their job is to remind us of the spiritual world and to help us to connect to it. They're like the ladders in the heaven, like the beings on the ladder between heaven and earth that the gospel reading told us about. So we're not alone in being at least partly spiritual beings. We worship God, and we don't do that alone, because there is all this unseen creation where God is worshipped too. When we give thanks to God, we do so, as the communion service says, with angels, archangels, and all the company of heaven. If you had a choice, would you rather be a human or an angel? I wonder if you've ever thought about that. Of course, it's not a choice anyone is actually going to have. But if we did have that choice, there would be pros and cons. Psalm 8 says that God has made humans a little lower than the angels. But lower is not always worse. So what are the differences? The first obvious one is that we humans have bodies. We have hard physical bodies that you can brush up against. And there are pros and cons in being embodied. We know the cons. Our bodies wear out. They can give us pain. They can become diseased. And eventually our bodies just die. And our bodies are pretty slow in getting us around. Even if you're a top sprinter, and I'm certainly not, you can't move very fast or keep it up for very long. Our bodies make moving around a bit laborious and clumsy. Angels can move instantly from place to place. And there are good things about having a human-type body. And I think if I had a choice, I might well go for having a body as humans do. Without one, I think I might really miss the physical pleasures of life. But above all, I think our bodies help to make us human. And despite all the limitations of that, I remain attracted to being human. I like the way we can convey affection, comfort, and healing physically through our bodies. Of course, if I was an angel, I could be translucent and light-filled. But I'm not sure how satisfying that would be, even after I got used to it. It would be strange. And I think we humans have more personality than the angels, more individuality. And I suspect that's linked to our being embodied. That at least is what Rudolf Steiner thought, that the reason that we have bodies is so we can develop individuality. Steiner's understanding of evolution involves beginning with a spiritual stage of evolution, gradually descending into something more physical, and then climbing back out of it into a spiritual phase. What's the point of this descent into physicality, into embodiment? It is, for Steiner, so that we can develop a sense of individuality. Our bodies help us to be aware of how different we are from one another, where one person's body ends and another starts. It helps us to make us aware of our just being different from each other. But also beyond that, that sense of being different leads on to a sense of each of us being unique and irreplaceable. I doubt if angels have the same sense of individuality. Nor, for different reasons, do I think other animals have the same sense of individuality. Of course, they don't really have much sense in that way at all. So we humans may be unique in all creation, seen and unseen, unique in all creation, in having such a strong sense of individuality, of being different from one another. And I think that gives us a special place in God's purposes. Of course, we are all unique. And God has a special and unique relationship with each of us. We're all infinitely precious to God. And I don't think that's probably true in quite the same way of each angel. It may be more true of the archangels, who do seem to have some kind of individual personality. Michael is different from Gabriel, but that's another story for another day. We humans are all a bit complex. We're a curate's egg. We're good and evil. And each of us is a unique mixture of that. Where all of us belong to the natural world and the spiritual world. We connect in both directions. In one sense, we are at one with the animals and part of the animal kingdom. In the other direction, we're part of the spiritual world and close to the angels. And I believe that there's an element of angels in each one of us. And that's good. Even though we're more complex and perhaps more interesting than angels. The angelic part of each one of us is worth cultivating. Some of you may know that remark of Abraham Lincoln, who refers to the better angels of our nature. Let's all of us cultivate the better angels of our nature. Amen.